I'm in Italy, near Prabhupada Desh, just outside, walking from my apartment to the temple. I'm a little late today. I spent a lot of time on correspondence this morning, and Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is giving class, so this podcast may be short. It's very beautiful here. It's a beautiful valley to my right, and the sun is just coming up over some mountains. Birds are singing. Maybe you can hear some dogs barking in the background. It's foggy. Very pleasant weather. In the mid-20s during the day. Cool in the evening. And it's been a bit intense. 3 days of European leaders meetings, 1 day of Euro GBC meeting. Yesterday we had our first day of the global GBC meeting. We have another day today and tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening I go to London for a day. And then back to the UK, Hungary. There'll be Narendra Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, some other guests coming, Pragosh, Puri Maharaj, having some meetings there, and then we have a Holy Name Festival next weekend. So anyone who wants to come, hop on a plane. As I mentioned, Govinda Maharaj and Narendra Maharaj will be there, Chandramouli Maharaj. So it'll be a nice event. Just ahead of me is a church on a hill, and only the spire is sticking out of the fog. Krishna is the most artistic. Perhaps you can hear in the background Guru Puja Kirtan. I've been speaking about experiences in Hungary, and let me just talk about experiences for a couple of minutes. Experiences are perception of events, especially major events, or events that appear major to us, that form us, that mold us in life, and particularly in Krishna consciousness. Some of these events are arranged by Krishna for us. Others are orchestrated by the material energy. Some are directly related to us. Others to other devotees. And because we're connected to others, therefore we're also affected. In either case, Vaishnavas deal with both these type of events and their perception, experiences, by always thinking of Krishna and trying to react to circumstances according to Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. When we rightly react to events, then that becomes a map which can guide us for the future. They become memories of how in the past we reacted to certain circumstances, and simultaneously they become a form which molds our thinking, consciousness. Therefore, we need to always be very careful, because experiences mold us. If we've responded to them wrongly, if we don't digest them or experience them in the right way, then we'll be wrongly molded. Here comes
Haribol.
Anyways, Bir Krishna Maharaj just passed by, spoke to him, and the full moon is still up also, and that's up onto my left over here. Yes, so as I was saying, that if we don't process experiences nicely, but we react to them wrong and we allow them to mold us, then we become molded in the wrong way. the end result of that can be that we have wrong attitudes, and we live with wrong attitudes. And of course, everyone knows that once we've developed habits, then it becomes very difficult to become free from those habits. And it will be only by the grace of Vaishnavas that these will be exposed, and a right mentality will be pointed out. So these are my experiences in Krishna consciousness. You all have your experiences in Krishna consciousness. But make sure that all of these experiences are stepping stones towards Krishna, and that they don't lead you away from Krishna. Sometimes devotees become inimical towards the institution, become inimical to individuals. They unfortunately become inimical towards their own spiritual master. I'll speak about that later, how I process that. And they become inimical to Krishna. With that type of mentality, it becomes very difficult to then really be Krishna conscious. Therefore, my advice is that devotees also consider, how have I process the experiences of the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years? Have I really seen them in the light of Sadhu Shastra Guru? Have I accepted him in my heart as Krishna's guidance and direction? Have I learned from my mistakes, corrected myself to continue on the right path? Or the opposite, have I become bitter or hard-hearted, hung on to some material attachment, and discarded Krishna's teachings, thinking it was simply the voice of some aggressive temple president or some unfair circumstances? We want to be Krishna conscious. We want to go back to Godhead. Therefore, we have to see all of these things as paths leading to Krishna, all of our experiences, that is. And Krishna says, Mama Vartman Vartanti Manusya Partha Sarvasaha. Krishna is reciprocating with us, and sometimes he's leading us on, he's offering us sweets to make steps forward, sometimes he's embracing us, and sometimes he may trample us under his feet. All of these are ways of giving guidance and instruction, and we have to learn how to accept these things. These are our own experiences in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, I'm going up the stairs to Bhagavatam class. Hare Krishna.